Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with...
All right. Well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and as usual, we should be joined by our co-hosts as well, and we will be taking callers with questions on any topic in their life, as usual. And we are here to help the best we can to our abilities. Now, what we're doing here is we're going to be taking callers as they come into the queue. And we're trying to limit, depending upon the size of the queue, each show time, we're trying to limit those questions per caller down to one question per caller, one part question only, once more, depending upon the queue. Now, occasionally, we will allow an extra question or two slip by when our queue is running a little slow and we're on there with someone. We will get an extra question. Now, as a alert system, when we have a large queue, I will let everybody know so we know to progress forward with one question apiece as each call is taken. Well, what we're going to do while we are waiting on our co-host is we're going to be taking a short radio break where we're going to be listening to some music by the CD Oneness. If you are in the queue right now to get your questions answered, please do not hang up. Do not go away. We will bring you on air at the soonest possible point during today's show. And as always, we try and bring everyone on we possibly can that calls in to Psychic Talk Radio. All right, our co-host Lolita has now joined in with us. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Adam. How's it going with you?
I'm doing fabulous, just smelling this wonderful mint oil that I've distilled yesterday, and it's just completely fabulous. As it's the essential oil, it is very strong, so it's very pleasant and soothing.
Mm-hmm. My way.
Definitely. All right, well, like I was saying, while we are waiting on further co-hosts here, we're going to be listening to Shri Ram, which is track one of the Oneness CD by Zarina. Can now be found at zarina1.com. That is spelled T-Z-A-R-I-N-A-1.com. And once more, please visit howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs.
Thank you.
Okay. TV now available at arena1.com. Well, you were listening to track one entitled Triram from the Oneness CD, and you are now listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee, Lolita, Who Do They Sigh, and Metamorphosis, who is currently in the chat room. All right, Pooja, hello. How you doing today? Hello, Pooja. Okay, Pooja, you may be on mute again.
Probably.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's all right. What we're going to do is just do the invitation for Metamorphosis to join in on the live side of things here if he wants to. If he wants to stay to the chat room, that's up to him. But doorway is always open, Med. And for you guys tuning in and listening right now, what we're going to do is start taking callers here. And we have quite a few lined up here in the queue as an alert. So right now it is one question, one-part questions only per caller. Our first caller for today is coming under the area code 305. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello?
Hello, caller. How you doing today?
Good, and you, sir?
I'm doing great. May I have your name and your question, please?
My name is Angel, and I really didn't have just any question per se, just whatever insight or message you think I should go ahead and receive.
Okay. Well, normally we do just specific questions here on the radio, but I will do a general right now for you because I am picking... Oh, excuse me. Wow. Well, I am picking up on some vibrations here. And the first vibration that I'm picking up for you is I feel that you've been struggling for some time now, financially and romantically. It just seems that every time you turn around and try and accomplish something, your goal seems to be farther and farther away. Or at least that's the feeling that I'm picking up you going through. And I'm feeling some of the reasons why this is happening right now is not necessarily your fear of instability or that fear of things not working out. It's that you're trying the same methods over and over again. And I feel that it's time for you to make a change of method. It's time for you to try something different. I even feel that work, it's like you're trying to gain new work or a new avenue of employment. And I'm feeling that working out for you, but you do need to try a different method of accomplishing that goal. The message is, look outside of the normal means. Look outside of the normal areas.
Okay. Right on point.
All right. Awesome. Well, we thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, okay?
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, first wonderful caller for today. Our co-host, Pooja, I'm trying to bring you in again. Pooja, are you on air now? Hello, Pooja.
I wonder what's going on.
Okay. And let's try just one more thing here. All right, Pooja, hello. Are you live with us now?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Pooja?
I'm doing awesome. Doing wonderful.
What's up, girl?
Wonderful.
Hi.
Hey. Awesome. Well,
what's going on? Sorry.
Not much. We're just taking our callers, and we were listening to some music from the CD we play here on Psychic Talk Radio. And I know people are getting a little bored of the CD. I'm working on getting some more music in here. And the artist is working on a new CD as well.
Cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller who's coming under the area code 786. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. How may we help you today?
Well, I would like an insight. I would like to take the next quantum leap in my life. So I would like any insights on any realizations or blocks or anything that I can realize or overcome or heal to take that next quantum leap in my life.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel right away, but let me first get your name here. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Andy.
Andy. Oh, what a beautiful name. All right, well, Andy, the first thing that I'm feeling right now is that you've been struggling in the romantic life. You've had opportunities, but you've never been able to keep them, and it seems like the opportunities that come to you are via people that are not ready or emotionally unavailable that still have ties to their past or interests with others. And Andy, I feel that one of these people has been one of the most significant in your mind, one of the people that you felt the most attracted to. Andy, now what I'm feeling here is that you have had these attractions and these people have not been available because right now what's happening is you're drawing in people that are unavailable because you still have peace to make with yourself. I feel that you're still holding on to some of the uncertainty. The uncertainty is still making you very nervous, and a part of this is that you're trying to go too fast. I feel the uncertainty is that you feel like it may not happen in time. You might not have enough time to enjoy it when it finally does unfold. I'm feeling that the people that you're attracting are going to be of the same caliber that you're vibrating. Okay. I'm also feeling that you're working on it, and you've been working on it, so I'm not saying you haven't paid it any mind or any attention, because I acknowledge that you have. What I'm saying is that you need to just work on it a little bit more, and you are coming up in the world with your spiritual aspects as well as your own gifts. Now is time for you to be able to trust in those gifts, not just develop them. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening, Andy.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right. And Pooja, did you have anything to add to that one? Anything that you felt this person could use as a healing?
I feel like his root chakra is a little bit blocked. Some reason I feel like maybe there needs to be a little bit more clearing and a little bit more letting go. He seems to be someone who doesn't let go as quickly. He doesn't move as quickly. So I feel like there are a few things he really needs to let go of. So I was thinking on the root chakra and definitely solar plexus, a little bit of the heart. His third is actually really strong. But it could obviously be a little stronger if he worked a little bit on the heart and then the solar plexus.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 604. Hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Gurjeet, and I have a question for you.
No problem, and go right ahead. I didn't quite catch your name, though. I'm sorry.
My name is Gurjeet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the question pertains to my relationship with my husband. What do you see happening?
Okay. Well, let's see here. Wow. Well, you know what? I feel that you have really endured a lot between you and your husband, but you've always had a very deep level of compassion and caring for one another. Although you may not always see eye to eye, and lately it feels like you're not seeing eye to eye more and more often, I feel that one side is logical and one side is emotional and spiritual. And the logical side is also mathematical. So one of you has the mathematical and the logical, and then one of you has the emotional, the compassion, the spiritual aspect or the spirituality, okay? I do feel that things will be working out between you and your husband. For a sense of one of the energies I'm picking up on here is that you and your husband have a lack of trust on one end of this, and I feel that he's going to have to earn your trust back. So did he overstep any bounds lately?
Yes, we did have a lot of problems, and he did overstep his boundaries and do things he was not supposed to.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling that he will earn that trust back. I'm just feeling that it's going to take some time. And in a sense, I feel that maybe you were a wee bit too hard on him. Not that you're ever too hard, but I do think that in the heat of the moment this time around, you were a little bit too hard on him. And right now it's just time to allow things to cool off for a while.
Okay, and is this going to be a long time, or do you see it happening soon?
Okay, well, I actually feel it's not going to take very long at all. So I do feel that the balancing point will be restored very soon. Now, Pooja, what would you suggest in the way of healing between this couple?
I feel like there are a lot of negative cords attached to you guys. So what happens is whenever you go through something, whether it's an argument or something that causes a reaction out of you, there's a cord that's attached. And so every time something else happens, there's you act upon that situation that corded you to begin with. So it's not a clean slate every time it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you and I were fighting, and you called me a name or something, and there's a cord attached to, from you to me, when the next time I see you, I'm always going to think that you're thinking that. Or that I'm always going to be projecting upon you from that cord, from that one situation, whereas you could be talking about something completely different. And so I just feel like there are a lot of negative cords attached between you two. I do feel like with you, there's a little bit of solar plexus and control issue. I think maybe you surrender a little bit too easily. So I do feel like there's a little bit of stability and a little bit of solar plexus stuff and a lot of factual stuff that needs to go through, that needs to be cleared. So.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I get rid of the cords, negative cords, which have built up?
You can go into meditation and kind of ask for it to be removed, or you could kind of hire someone to work on you energetically for it to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, even like a simple prayer will sometimes do it. Sometimes it's hard to do it for ourselves. So it just kind of depends. It depends on how in tune you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Metamorphosis from the chat room, who's also one of our co-hosts here, has stated that he's sensing a deception around money, like there is some sort of money issue there. And I was kind of feeling that and into that here. And I felt that it's more about how the money is being handled.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Whoever sensed it is on the is correct about it.
Okay, well, we'll give credit to Metamorphosis for that one. He brought up the issue of the money here. Well, corrections with that need to be made, and truthfully, those corrections will be able to be made. But right now, as being able to talk to one another with respect and honor, and being able to sit down and just go over some of the things that have really irritated each other, and talking about it civilized rather than trying to argue. Now, I know that it's easier said than done, because sometimes there's a lot of tension there. You guys are around each other quite a lot, but it is not impossible. And I feel that the best time for this is maybe when you're both in a good mood. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Can I just add something? And if you're interested in doing a healing, Pooja, you can find Pooja on the website, and you can contact her through there. And it seems like, are you from India?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're both from India, and Pooja is also from India. So she can also explain it while she's doing clearing on the Hindu basis also, because it all intertwines with one another. So I just wanted to put that out there so you would feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm from Mumbai, from Bombay.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, wonderful.
Just go to the website on the radio on howpsychic.com, and you'll find Pooja's information on there. And whenever you're ready, you know, or if you find somebody else, she'll definitely explain everything to you and how to do a clearing and do it for you.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
You're welcome. And you know what, just one last tidbit for you here. Metamorphosis is saying, be careful of false friends, okay?
Yes, thank you. I will.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we
like
are
that
going
on. God.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our next couple of callers momentarily. But first, we're going to be listening to another track from the CD Oneness. This is track 2, entitled Serenity. Can now be found at Zarina1.com. Once more, you can find this CD at Zarina1.com. The name of the CD is Oneness. We are listening to track 2 entitled Serenity. Guys, well, we are back from our short break, and are we ready to take some more callers, Lolita and Pooja?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. For a minute there, I thought I might have been on mute. All right, guys, well, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 405. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, my name is Angela. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Angela?
I'm perfect. My question tonight, and of course you can anything else you see, is just wondering what you see in regards to relationships for me.
Okay, let's see here. Wow. Well, there is... there's a couple of different energies coming in. There's sort of a energy that's been existent around you but hasn't proven to be of any worth. It seems like this individual just contacts you whenever it's convenient for them. It's been a roller coaster with that individual. This is the one that's been in and out of your life now. And when they do come in, it's only very sporadic and for very short periods of time. The next energy is a new person, a new individual that seems to be much more stable, much more ready for a relationship, no ties to the past, isn't quite stable all the way in their financial aspect of life, but just enough to keep them going. And I feel this individual is going to be coming in very shortly. We're looking at the next week, week and a half. This one seems to be a much better match. There's a lot more in common, and I feel their nature is more go with the flow, but very creative at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel that a part of this is, well, I'm feeling that you've had a lot of different. I'm not going to say opportunities, but potential opportunities that have come across, but nothing has really seemed to interest you aside from this last one. And then I'm also feeling like you keep getting interrupted by people of the past, or your ex or one of your exes keeps coming back around every so often just trying to annoy you.
Mm-hmm. You are very
okay.
good.
Oh, thank you.
You're
well,
very
honestly,
good.
I don't feel that that's going to keep happening here. I do feel that you are spiritually doing what it takes to evolve past that level of manifestation. But I do believe there's also a level of closure that needs to happen there. Now, Pooja, in the way of healing, what would you suggest she could do besides just trying to better manifest? What could she do to release some of the blockages with her chakras?
With her chakras, what can she do? Or which chakras are being affected?
Kind of both in this one.
Okay. There are a few things you can do. I do, when it comes to stuff like this, I do a lot of writing. A lot of times when, and I feel like a lot of your throat needs to be worked on, and that's why I'm getting writing. But a lot of times when we write things down, like write almost like a forgiveness letter for where you forgive yourself, the other person, and the situation, and you let it go physically somehow, whether you burn it or do something physical
mm-hmm.
to it, a lot of times that'll cut the cords with the past that keeps bringing it back. A lot of times you can kind of go in and kind of see the pattern or you see what the person is trying to show you because there are reflections of you. So why are they back? What's drawing them back? What part of you have you not released that's drawing them back into the picture? If you look at it that way, then you'll be able to kind of, the minute you have that kind of aha moment, it kind of loosens up the tie a little bit. So that's another way to release it. Another way to release it is obviously to get work done or, cut ties, cut cords, remove a lot of those impressions that are kind of in you right now. Other than that, I think it's really just a conscious choice. You have to sit down and kind of just look at it for what it is. Ask yourself what part of you, go back through what happened in that situation and what part of you drew that person in at the time, and then look at you now and see what part of you is still there that was there
uh-huh.
before that drew that person in. Just kind of look and see. And once you do that, I mean, it's all inner work. There's something in you that's drawing them back in. So it's like unfinished business or some unfinished emotions or some kind of unfinished desire. So just kind of see that. And also pay attention to where your mind's going, where your mind and your thoughts are going. Because if you're thinking about them every once in a while or if you're going through, like, you're replaying scenarios or anything like that, sometimes that can draw them back in, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And just one quick question about the reading. Now, you did mention the person from the past that kind of takes advantage of the situation and also your ex. And then the new person. What about there's a new person? I'm just really having a hard time deciding.
Okay, give me one moment,
okay.
please.
Okay.
And I'm now introducing our third co-host, Metamorphosis, from the chat room. Hello, Metamorphosis. How are you doing today?
How is everyone doing? I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm doing great.
Thanks.
I hope everyone's doing the same.
Yes, thank you. If I may say something about the caller's question, I was actually pulling the card, listening to her on my end here. And it's interesting her cards that came up here. It seems like there's a pattern that she really must be aware of when it comes to
mm-hmm.
relationships. It seems like she's constantly drawn to the same type of personality. And I didn't get her name. Can she please say her name for me?
Angela.
Angela, it's really important that you be aware of, for some reason, it's the same type of relationship that you get into all time and time and again. And you are really very, very highly evolved on spiritually, and the people that are drawn to you need to do some work on themselves, and that's why they're drawn to you, actually. But what I'm suggesting here, at least what I'm seeing in the cards here, you have to really sit down and maybe try to understand what it is that these people are attracted to you or you to them, and what is the lesson here that can be learned so that relationship that you do get into will vibrate on the same level or as you do. Also, Angela, in your reading here, I see something about the left side. Have you had any issues on the left side of your body?
I actually had a very serious surgery, and the left side was where that's where the surgery took place, yes.
So you had surgery on the left side of your body?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your female energy side, and what it's saying here is that you may be giving away too much of your nurturing energy, trying to fix, trying to heal other people, trying to nurture them. But in reality, or I'll use reality as a word just to use, but really, we all have to take responsibility for ourselves, and we can't really fix other people. We can be there for them. We can suggest. So you really have to be very, very cognitive of your feminine energy, that you're not just giving it away so easily. And when I say giving it away, that's your nurturing energy. I mean, that's the feminine energy. So be very, very careful of that. And I would also suggest that you may want to get in touch with Pooja to do some Reiki on you. I don't know. Are you familiar with Reiki?
Yes, I've had it done before, yes.
Okay. Well, it's a very good idea to have some Reiki done to balance the energies, because there is something also going on in the sacral chakra, and that is the second chakra, and it has to do with sexuality and reproduction and all that wonderful stuff of life. Now, and there's another card here, and I'm just going to ask it. Was there a child that passed in your life or around you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, you see, there was a lot going on in your reading here, and I'm not comfortable revealing everything on the public radio, but you can get in touch with Pooja to do some work for your chakra energy, and also with Reverend Adam if you want to go into a deeper reading. And I hope this was of help to you, and I would suggest that you do some meditating and be aware that when you are evolved energetically like you are, you will be drawing a lot of people that want what you have. They think it's on a physical level. It's not necessarily physical. It has to do with the energy that you're giving off. Does that make any sense to you?
That makes absolutely perfect sense to me, yes.
Well, God bless you and good luck. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're more than welcome. Hopefully this helps you, and you can find our services at howpsychic.com, as in, hi, how are you? All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, what a great week, guys, and Pooja and Metamorphosis, thank you for your insight on that one. You guys were also very connected to her questions and answers here.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area. Oh, wait a minute. Lolita, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. You've been so silent today. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. All right, our next caller for today.
I'm relaxed.
Go ahead, Lo.
No, I really haven't been feeling well, so I'm just trying to just let y'all handle the show.
I understand. All right, our next caller for today is under the area code 631, bringing you on momentarily.
Hello.
And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Good. And now may we help you? What is your name?
My name is Suzanne. I want to know what you see with my love life and the person I'm seeing now.
Okay. Wow. Well, the first thing that I'm feeling is that this has kind of been a push and pull. I'm feeling you find yourself having to prompt certain forms or times of communication with the individual you are currently with, but you can sense that there is a good bond or level of attraction between the two of you, that there is a good connection between the two of you. However, this person doesn't seem to be self-prompting a lot on the way of this connection. And I feel that there's some sort of, is he talking to someone from his past, like a mother of a child that he's had, or someone that he was romantically involved with at some point?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you're right about the push and the pull, and I haven't to prompt. You're right, and all the attraction stuff. You're right on everything so far, but I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, sweetie, I don't want to give bad news. I don't feel like it's completely bad news. I feel like he's talking to someone from his past that he was romantically involved with, because in a sense he feels obligated to talk to them. I don't feel that there's any romance there as of right now. I don't really foresee any romance taking place. I'm not getting a yes or no on the future for that. But what I am getting here is that there's some insecurities that he's had to work through. A lot of these insecurities and a lot of his fear resides in the unknown, okay? I feel like it's been going on for quite some time now with him, and it seems like every time you feel like it's going to take a step forward, instead it takes a step backward.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, sweetie. Well, you know what? I want to say to you just a bit of wisdom, as I was talking psychically. Now I'm going to talk as a spiritual advisor. I feel it is okay to be interested in someone. It is okay to have the doorway crack. So if they're ready to commit, then and you're available, then great. But never put yourself on hold until this individual is fully ready to commit and does take the action of committing, okay? And I feel that you haven't been sitting there just hoping and wishing and wishing. You have seen certain signs from him, very rarely, but certain signs from him that he will do certain things to bring the relationship forward. And when he makes certain actions, that is like not too long afterwards, like a few days afterwards, he ends up doing the step backwards.
Oh,
I'm
my God,
feeling
yeah.
here.
Okay. No, yep.
I'm even feeling disconnect with family on either your end or on his end. Okay. And I'm feeling.
On my side. I talk to my mother every day.
Okay, so it must be on his end, sweetie. And I'm even feeling that there was a person either on his end or your end that had recently passed away, sending one of you into a sort of depressed state.
I think that's him, but that was like 5 years ago, his mother.
Okay. He's still not over that, hon.
I know.
He's still not over it.
But I'm going to go ahead and let my cards rest on this matter. And I'm going to let Metamorphosis go ahead and tell you what he might be seeing.
Well, do you think I should hang in there, or do you think someone new is coming into my life? Or?
Like I said, it's okay to keep the doorway cracked for him. So if you're available, then great when he's ready to commit. But never fully put yourself on hold for anyone. Explore your horizons. Explore your options.
Okay. Do you think someone else is going to ask me on a...
Okay. All right, sweetie. Well, we do have a pretty large queue here, so let's get Metamorphosis to tell us what he might see on this, and then we'll have Pooja tell you what she might feel could be useful in the way of your healing.
Okay.
All right, Metamorphosis, feel free to go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. Would you repeat your name again, please?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. Suzanne, yeah, I know the call is about relationships, and the reading that I have in front of me may connect or may not, but I do see something with a legal matter and money in this issue. Now, I don't know if there's anything dealing with an attorney or having to do with money or an inheritance or something along those lines, but that is in the reading. Now, also with regard to relationship, as you, the question, what I'm seeing here is a person that is the relationship. When I say the word relationship, I see a man that is not very very flexible in his thinking. And I think Reverend Adams said that there may be an issue with commitment that he's not comfortable with. He doesn't want to give in to that. He's pretty stuck for some reason, and he can't seem to move forward. And what's happening is all your emotions are going back and forth into the pool of emotions. You're sort of like on a roller coaster ride. You're getting mixed signals. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly, you know, is it yes, is it no? This man has a lot of work to do on himself. He needs to understand what he wants for himself, and that's why you're not getting a clear understanding of what he wants or would like from you or even in your relationship. Now, also, what the cards are saying here is it's important for you to listen between the words, because a lot could be said in the space between the words. And you're also giving him, you're actually giving him that space to control the situation. You need to take the situation back in hand. Now, is there a child involved here? Is there another?
That's so weird. You're getting a legal thing with my ex-husband, and I have a child, and he always is taking me to court, and I think he's trying to alienate my son from him, and I want to get the residential custody back.
Your son is with your ex-husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, the thing is, it looks like you may be getting it back, but you have to be very careful, because I think you may say more than people, you give away more information than you should, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right, you're right.
I have to jump in on this for a minute. Metamorphosis, you're completely tuned into this. I was getting child with a bright sun behind it, the sun card, basically. And the vision coming to me, I'm not even using the cards right now. That was just the vision that came to me. And I see the child holding hands with you, hon. I'm seeing the smile on the child's face. It's completely miserable with its parent right now. But, sweetie, the issue here, like Metamorphosis is trying to tell you, is sometimes you're giving away a little bit too much information, and sometimes you're a little bit too analytical about the situations unfolding around you. You just have to let go and allow it to unfold. Allow yourself to even trust in that unknown.
Okay, you're right. I can do that, but when do you see him coming back then?
Sweetie, it's not about when, and you know what, truthfully, I can feel that would happen this year, okay? And now, Metamorphosis, I'm going to let you go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt your session with her.
No, again, no, I think I'm going to end it there because I sort of lost that connection. But I'm going to leave it with just, you know, listen more than you speak, because a lot, sometimes when we talk, we give away too much information to people that really should not have that information. And just be patient and stay on track. I would, what I'm going to suggest is, it seems to be that you asked about relationships. What is concerning me in this reading is the child. There's something with the child. And I don't know, how old is the child, please?
10.
10. Okay. You see, this child is very confused and
yeah,
very at a point in his life that it's very delicate for this child. And my concern is not the relationship that you called about. My concern is the child. And that's where the focus must be given, and that's where the energy has to be concentrated, because this child is going through a lot of emotional roller coaster and turmoil. It really needs to feel lots of love. And what the child is in sort of like in a place of chaos. And that is really where the love has to, the child must know that it's not the child's fault. And the child must be loved. I hope I'm making that point clear.
No, I love my child very much. The residential.
I'm not saying you don't love your child very much. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the child must see that the child is not at blame. It's the child is okay, you know, whatever's going on in this relationship between you and your ex-husband. So it's really important that, and I'm not saying you don't love the child, nor am I saying that your ex-husband does not love the child. It's just that he is in the middle of something, and that can be very frightening to a child.
Yeah.
I know that.
And very confused.
That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. I want to communicate with him. He won't even communicate. He yells if I call his house. I have to fax him. He's making my son very nervous. But
mm-hmm.
well,
yeah,
my
yeah, the reading.
No part of it, but the situation itself is also making the child very nervous. But we want to thank you for calling in, and we want to wish you all the best luck with that. But we do have just enough time to take one more call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. And Metamorphosis, great job on that one. Pooja, I didn't mean to take your time away on that one, but we need to progress forward. So, Pooja, I'm going to let you go first and suggest for the next caller what you feel they may need in the way of healing. Our next caller is by area code 505. And please, caller, state your name and your situation that you are calling about.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
Hi.
Hear you.
Hi, my name is Gabe, and I was actually calling to see, because I talked to you before, but I was calling to see if you know what is going on with my mom's health.
Okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Gabe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Your mom's health, I believe, is fluctuating, and she's under a lot of stress because I feel that she's very scared right now about her condition, but also she seems to worry more about others than her own self, and that's a part of the problem. She needs to learn how to relax. I feel that health-wise, she has room for improvement, so it's not like she couldn't get healthier and have quite a few years left, but I also feel that she will not fully recover either. There will always be a part of her that's been hindered by this. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let Pooja suggest what she feels your mother may need in the way of healing.
It's really hard to kind of zone in on one chakra when it comes to health in general. Usually when one thing's out of balance, everything is out of alignment. And so really with your mom, I feel like there needs to be a general, just really thorough cleaning out and alignment of the chakras and opening. I think there are a few, I feel like her sacral center is really blocked, solar complexes means a lot of cleansing. And like I said, when one thing's really blocked, it throws everything else out of alignment. And so that's just what I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of solar plexus too. I feel like, and I'm getting hip pain for some reason. I'm getting like
okay.
strong hip pain. I'm not sure why.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Paula.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is she gonna be okay?
I believe she will, but she needs to start being a little more concerned about her health. Okay?
Yeah.
And I feel that if you get Pooja services through our website at HowPsychic.com, she may be able to help heal your mom a little bit faster remotely. Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
It makes a huge difference energetically. I think what happens is what it really lets you do and what it lets your body it lets your body heal at its own rate in the way it's supposed to. And that's what that's what a lot of energy work really allows you to do. And there's a little bit more. Like once you remove blocks and stuff and the energy starts flowing, your body functions so much more smoothly.
Do you think that she would be up to it if I had mentioned it to her?
She may be, you know. You just don't know until you try. And truthfully, I think she might be a little more open-minded at this point than she would have in the past. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we have had a wonderful show here today on Psychic Talk Radio. Want to thank our co-host Lolita, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, and Metamorphosis from the chat room. It is always an honor to have you guys here as co-hosts on Psychic Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. And as always, like I said, it's an honor. And thanks to all of our callers and listeners. We have been growing each and every week. So honor and respect and blessings to all who are out there listening, calling, and everyone else in the world. Namaste and good night.
Good night.
Good night.